I would like to tell you about how the seven steps got born in me. In 1967, my mother passed away, and she was my very, very best friend. We did everything together, and we talked to each other on the phone at least 3 to 4 times a day, and we connected, and she was supporting and helping my children, and she was also very creative, and I love sewing. She taught me to sew, so we sewed together a lot. So we had this wonderful friendship, and suddenly she was out of my life. In a moment, she was out of my life. And I did not know how to handle the grief. It was so sudden that and there was no grief counseling at the time. It was a sudden experience, and I didn't know how to handle it. And for weeks and weeks and weeks, I would just say, God, help me to know what to do. I feel so sad. I felt depressed. And I was a very happy person until then. And I knew that I had to do something. And it became spring, and I walked out to my beautiful garden, and I couldn't enjoy anything that was happening in my beautiful garden. The flowers, if they were there, I didn't see them. And I just sat on my picnic table and said, God, please do something. I need some help. Help me. And all of a sudden, in an instant, and it happened in an instant, I saw seven steps, seven golden steps. And each one of these steps had an action to take. And it was so fast that I thought, oh, this is going to, my grief is going to be lifted. I saw these seven steps. This is wonderful. And each one of them have an action. And I guess I'm supposed to take the action, but I'm not sure. Maybe it's magic. Maybe it's a magic thing that'll happen to me overnight. I'll wake up and everything will be, all my grief will be gone. And then I looked at the first step, and it was, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for being in my life. And I went through that. I started journaling. Every day I got up and I journaled, thank you, God, for my mother and the joy that we had and the support we had and the love we had. Thank you, God. And then I moved into the next step, which was good times, all the good times that we had. We had certainly a lot of wonderful good times. And as I moved up the steps, I got to that fourth step of disappointments and difficulties. And all of a sudden, I thought, well, I never had any disappointments or difficulties with my mother. No. I never had a problem. That's called denial. I can skip over that. God must have gotten mixed up when he put that on the list. And forgiveness, I don't have to forgive anyone. I mean, hey, this was a wonderful relationship. But I felt stuck. I felt stuck, like I couldn't move out of this vortex of energy. And so finally, after several days of not moving and feeling depressed, I decided suddenly that maybe I ought to maybe look at disappointments and difficulties. And when I looked at the disappointments and difficulties, I realized that the difficulties, I wanted her to forever be in my life, and all of a sudden she was gone. Disappointment and difficulties. And that was one of the biggest difficulties I had, that she was gone. So, okay, forgiveness. Okay, forgiveness. Oh, I will forgive. I'll forgive her for leaving. But I'm not going to forgive God for taking her. That's what I said. I won't forgive you for taking her, God. I'm mad at you, God. And I was shocked. I was shocked that I was mad at God. Now, as I look at that, 40 years later, I realize that that was an important step for me to recognize that I was angry with God because I ended up having to forgive God for taking her. And I can't tell you what a switch of consciousness that was when that happened. It was like everything moved, and all of a sudden, everything seemed like things had changed, and there was a new energy when I did that forgiveness work for God. Then there was the release, the letting go, and the completion. And I walked out into my garden weeks and weeks later, and there was one beautiful rose sitting in my garden, just blooming. And I thought, I didn't plant any roses. How did this happen? Miracle. And I went over and I smelled the rose and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And in that moment, I felt loved. I felt loved. And I felt blessed. And my grief had disappeared. And I went on with my life. And it was wonderful. The next day, I walked out to find the rose. The rose was gone. There was no rose. It had disappeared. And I think it was a materialization that God showed me, hey, you're okay. You're okay. That was the beginning of my seven steps. But since then, I have taken my car up the seven stairs, my house up the seven steps, my children, oh, my children up the seven steps, over and over and over again. Especially when they were teenagers. Constant. Thank you, God. I'm taking up the seven steps. And it seemed like every time I released and let go of my children, I got clearer about what to do with them. You see? Because I was all into taking care of my kids and making them the way I wanted them to be. And when I let them go and loved them for who they were, their souls evolving rather than my children that I have to take care of in a certain way, and they have to mind mother and daddy, and they have to do this and that and the next thing. I started looking at them differently. I looked at them as a soul evolving, a soul that had potential in new ways that I knew not of, but I connected. So as I released my children, as the time went on and took them up the seven steps when they went off to college, and they went, got married, when they went to the first grade, really, my smallest one went to first grade soon after I had learned the seven steps. And it was great, because what I was able to do is put her on that bus and let her go, knowing that she was going to be taken care of. And the other three children that I had, I cried my eyes out the whole morning that I put them on a bus. There was a difference the way I looked at this child than I looked at them, because I hadn't learned how to release, let go, and to honor the child as it develops. Each one of you has come with a life plan. You had a life plan when you came into body. Your life plan has been unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. And you have had many different experiences, many different consciousnesses as you were a child, and then you were a teenager, and then you had the consciousness of a young adult, and then you had consciousness of perhaps a mother, a wife, or a husband, or a new parent. These are all consciousnesses that we experience as we move in just third-dimensional consciousness. But there's this fourth-dimensional consciousness, which is known as the Christ consciousness. And we are soul evolving into the Christ consciousness. And it is a process. The Christ consciousness is a process of moving in consciousness one step at a time. One revelation, one understanding. And then we take a step. And we move into that step, and then we get comfortable in that step. And just as we get comfortable, what happens? we got to take another step. And as this was happening to me, I used my seven steps to release myself so that I could have a greater experience of God in me, so that I wasn't hanging on to my comfort zone, those things that made me happy and comfortable. When you learn a new skill, it takes a little while to learn it. And then you move into another aspect of yourself. And you've learned that skill, it's part of you, and then you move into that next aspect of yourself, which unfolds in consciousness. And then at that point, you have to let the old go so that you can move into the new, and then the new, and then the new. So this is why learning the seven steps and releasing yourself is so important, because it'll bring you a new consciousness. So tonight we're working on bringing you a new consciousness. The one you're in is wonderful and beautiful, and it's made of gold. But you're all ready, or you wouldn't be here to move in consciousness, or you'd have stayed home, or you would have been watching TV, or something would have happened to keep you home. So if you're sitting here, you're sitting here for a purpose. A purpose. Your soul drew you here. Your soul called you to attention. It wants to understand more about itself, more about how it can support its evolution, more of how it can support and bring new ideas of that Christ part of yourself, and not making it just, I'm reading it in a book, but you own it. You want to own that Christ consciousness and be it. It becomes a part of your beingness, but it takes many, many steps in evolution as you move through the different aspects of who you are. You are a divine being in this body, becoming more aware of that part of you that is connected to God in you. You see, you are God expressing. You have an individualized expression of God. You're each one very, very unique. And it's like taking off the wrapper of a piece of candy. You have to, hard candy, you know, it's got the wrapper, you gotta unwrap it before you can eat it, but you gotta unwrap it. And you are going to unwrap this next part of you. Unwrap it so it is a part of your consciousness, awareness. It's a process that we all go through. It's an important process, because if you didn't have this process that you're moving through, you wouldn't know how you got to where you got. If you could suddenly sit down and play the piano and you didn't take any lessons, you wouldn't know how to play the notes if someone gave you a song and said, here it is, play it on the piano. You'd say, well, I can't read the notes, so I can't play the piano that way. But I can just play the piano, but I don't know how it got there. But I just kind of know that there is a piano with keys. And if you ask me to play it with the notes, I can't do it, because I can't read music. You got to own your Christ consciousness by unwrapping the essence of who you are and letting it become you. Become you. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to take ourselves up the seven steps. And each one of you have been given a paper and questions. And I'm going to give you 5 minutes as we go through each step to write on your paper the first thing that comes to consciousness. And then we'll move to the next step, and I'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll go ahead and work with that. Because by looking at this and thinking about it and putting it on paper, it becomes more alive and more real to you. Now we're going to be doing this in a hurry, kind of, because as I said, it takes sometimes weeks for me to work through my mother's process. And some of you who have done the seven steps know that it's not done overnight. But what I want to do tonight is give you a taste of it so that you can go home and finish the work. Now, there's going to be a CD available to go over this process and the meditation that I'm going to do at the end of this program so that you can use that in the future to open up new avenues of expression for yourself and new ideas. Whenever I got stuck and didn't know what to do, I took myself up the seven steps. Whenever I got stuck and didn't know what to do, I took myself up the seven steps and released it, and released me, because it seemed to me when I did that, I could get a new idea. I released my old ideas to embrace the new. You know, Jesus said you can't put old wine in new wine sacks, and you can't. You've got to let the old go so the new can come in, the new. So I'm going to ask you to do a little homework here and work with me. I'll work with you. And we're going to move in consciousness. Everyone in this room is going to leave different than they came in. Are you ready to do that? Let the old go. And I know some of you are absolutely magnificent, and you're wonderful, and you've got great, beautiful consciousnesses. And there's a new opportunity to take a new step in your awareness of the Christ in you. The reason we're on this planet is to understand and know the Christ in us, the Christ God in us. We own it. We embrace it. It is us completely. And when it becomes totally, 100% a part of your consciousness, you don't ever have to think about it. It just is. You know, when you get in a car and you try to drive it, you have to figure out where the lights are and where the gears is and where the gas pedal is, you know, all that stuff you have to learn. And then once you learn it, you never think about it again. You just get in the car and go. Well, this is the way the Christ consciousness is. You learn little pieces of it, and then pretty soon it multiplies, and you get more and more understanding of that part of you that is that energy and vibration. The Christ consciousness is a vibration, is an energy, and it does belong to you. You are wired for spirituality. You've been wired for spirituality in other lifetimes. You've come into this lifetime wired to take these steps into Christ consciousness, move out of third dimensional consciousness into fourth dimensional consciousness, which is the Christ consciousness. The difference between the third dimensional consciousness and the fourth dimension is, I'll use this analogy. You know, the caterpillar, if there was a caterpillar crawling across the stage, it could not see anything but what was in front of him. So it can only walk straight. And if it was crawling up this chair, it would not know it was crawling up a chair. It would just know that it was crawling up this all the way around and down the other side. It wouldn't know. It couldn't think. It didn't know that. But when it stopped and just rested and became the butterfly, it had a whole new understanding of what life was and could fly and could see things in a more clear way. So it flies across and says, oh, this is a chair. I just thought it was a rock I was climbing. You see things differently. Do you follow? You see it differently. You see the whole world differently when you stand on this higher viewpoint. And it is a viewpoint. It is an understanding that your soul has. And it wants to be alive and well in you.